This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
It's the biggest day of the 2024 election nomination cycle. Results will be announced in 16 states and the American Samoa. It's a big day for former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Why, so far, has only won one Republican contest in Washington, D.C. The number of delegates on the table will be a big boost to the winners. Now to that huge crash on I-25. It involved a double-decker car carrying a pickup truck and collided with that pickup truck. It closed down both north and southbound lanes, I-25 near Fountain last night. The double-decker car carrier appeared to be hauling multiple Teslas. According to the Colorado Department of Transportation, I-25 was closed between Mesa Ridge Parkway and South Academy Boulevard for a time, and the northbound side also closed. And then lots of detours in place. Traffic was backed up for several miles in both directions. But the good news is that area has since been reopened.
Some parents in Woodland Park are getting time to prepare for a school closure. KRDO's Josh Helmuth with more.
Many joined a rally yesterday to support teachers after learning Friday that Gateway Elementary is shutting down. It means more than 150 children will be sent to Columbine or Summit next school year, bumping the number of kids in each class to over 25. The district blames low staffing and enrollment for the merger. Josh Helmuth, KRDO News Radio.
Texas's controversial new immigration law is likely headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. It allows local cops to arrest anybody they believe crossed the border illegally. Now, it was blocked by a federal judge. That ruling has now been overturned. A federal appeals court is giving the federal government 7 days to file a case with the U.S. Supreme Court. If they don't, the law will go into effect this weekend. The Justice Department previously sued to block the law, arguing that the federal government has the sole responsibility to enforce immigration law.
Donald Trump says he wants President Biden to try to beat him at the ballot box and not in court. Mark Mayfield has that story.
Speaking after a Supreme Court victory in the Colorado ballot case, Trump accused Biden of weaponizing the Justice Department against him. Trump added he's dealing with out-of-control judges and rogue prosecutors. On Monday, the High Court ruled that Colorado can't remove Trump over claims he was an insurrectionist. The decision effectively stops other states from trying to do the same. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The annual parade in Black Forest is back on. The unincorporated community north of Colorado Springs said last month it would be canceled due to the lack of volunteers and resources. But residents stepped up with some promising to give their time while business owners offered to put up a fundraiser. Organizers are now confident it will happen in August. The parade is part of Black Forest Festival, a tradition since the 1970s.
Colorado lawmakers were considering a bill that would grant personhood status to embryos and fetuses. It would classify an embryo or fetus as a person and allow prosecutors to criminally charge mothers for getting an abortion. According to the bill, mothers who are charged with first-degree murder could use a defense of duress. It also states that any judge in Colorado who overrules any provision of the bill would be subject to impeachment. Now, the bill's sole sponsor, Republican State Representative Scott Bottoms of Colorado Springs, had introduced a similar bill last year. However, that proposal didn't get very far. The Denver Broncos will have a new quarterback next season. The team is releasing 9-time Pro Bowl quarterback Russell Wilson after 2 seasons. Russell released a statement thanking the city of Denver and several teammates and employees following the news. The Broncos went 11-19 under Wilson's heading up of the team. Now, Denver will take an $85 million hit in dead money over the next 2 years due to the release.
Ooh, that's a lot of money. And the oldest known person in the world just turned 117 years old. Maria Morana celebrated the milestone Monday in a care home in Spain. Born in San Francisco in 1907, her family returned to Spain in 1915, where she has lived ever since. She's officially become the oldest known living person after the death of a French nun last year.
Mainly sunny skies this morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Could see an isolated shower as we head into the afternoon. Highs today will be in the upper 40s, Colorado Springs, and about 50 in Pueblo, with winds out of the southeast at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.